The rain is coming down on this old stone house so hard, it seems there are 100 tap dancers on the roof. When Etta left for school this morning, it was drizzling, and now at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a storm. I can barely see Powell Mountain out my kitchen window. Just yesterday, it was a shimmering gold pyramid of autumn leaves at their peak. I hope the downpour won't beat the color off the trees too soon. We have all winter for Cracker's Neck Holler to wear gray. How I love these mountains in October. The leaves are turning, layers of burgundy and yellow crinolines that change color in the light. The apples are in, the air smells like sweet smoke, and I get to build big fires in Mrs. Mack's deep hearths. As I kneel and slip a log into the stove, I think of my mother-in-law, who had fires going after the first chill in the air. "I love me afar," she'd say. There's a note on the blackboard over the sink in Jack Mack's handwriting. Red pepper sandwiches with a big question mark. The message is at least 3 months old. No one should have to wait that long for their favorite sandwich, least of all my husband. Why does it take me so long to fulfill a simple request? There was a time when he came first, when I would drop everything and invent ways to make my husband happy. I wonder if he notices that life has put him in second place. If he doesn't, my magazine subscriptions sure do. Red Book came with a cover exploding in hot pink letters. "Put the sizzle back in your marriage. We show you how." Step number 4 is make his favorite food. Don't ask me about the other 9 steps. So with equal measures of guilt and determination to do better, I'm roasting red peppers in the oven, turning them while they char as dark as the sky. I bake the bread for the sandwiches this morning. I pull the cookie sheet off the deep windowsill, brush the squares of puffy dough with olive oil, and then put them aside. I take a tray out of the oven and commence peeling the peppers. This is a sit-down job. My mother used to lift off the charred part in one piece. I've yet to master her technique. The vivid red pepper underneath is smooth as the velvet lining of an old jewelry box. I lay the thin red strips on the soft bread. The mix of olive oil and sweet hot bread smells fresh and buttery. I sprinkle coarse salt on the open sandwiches. The faceted crystals glisten on the red peppers. I'm glad I made a huge batch. There will be lots of us in the van tonight. There's big news around here. Our daughter, Etta, is going to be on television. She and two of her classmates are going on Kitty College, the WCYB quiz show for third graders. Etta, who loves to read, has been chosen for her general knowledge. Her fellow teammates are Jane Hurd and Billy Skeens. Jane, a math whiz who has the round cheeks of a monarch, has been selected for her keen ability to divide in her head. Billy, a small but mighty Melungeon boy, was chosen for his bravery. He recently helped evacuate the Big Stone Gap Elementary School cafeteria when one of the steam tables caught fire. No one could come up with a prize big enough to honor him. An assembly and a medal seemed silly, so the school decided to put him on the show. I guess the teachers feel that fame is its own reward.